Mary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Get ready, and get ready. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning in once again, and I want to thank you for all the support that you may be rendering, because God is good, and all of the time, God is good. I want to also encourage you to go to my home church, my sister church, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church. They will have Resurrection Sunday. The theme of it is Jesus is Alive. That will be happening this Sunday at Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church. They will have an 8 o'clock service, 9:30 service, and if I'm not mistaken, 11:30 worship. And it's all drive-in. In other words, when you drive in, you stay in your car, get the word. You can shout in the back seat, wherever part of the car you're in, just have a glorious time. And when it's all done, start your car up and drive on home. I just want to briefly talk to you today on the subject of the road to Jerusalem. Coming from Matthew 20, 18 and 19. And the verse says, "Behold, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day, good God Almighty, he will rise again." My brothers and sisters, the road from Jericho to Jerusalem was just about 14 miles, a half day's journey. Jesus is at the front of his band of disciples, a young soldier marching into battle. As Jesus stated his mission, forget any suggestions that he was trapped and made a miscalculation. Ignore any speculations that the cross was a last-ditch attempt to salvage a dying mission. These words, my brothers and sisters, tell us that Jesus died on purpose. No surprise, no hesitation, no faltering. The way Jesus marched into his death leaves no doubt he had come to earth for this moment. He came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Note that the journey to the cross had begun long before leaving Jericho. As the echo of the crunching of the fruit was still sounding in the Garden of Eden, Jesus was leaving from the cross. Jesus stepped towards Jerusalem with the promises of God in his heart. Now, is there a Jerusalem in your horizon? Are you on a brief journey from painful encounters? Are you only steps away from the walls of your own headache? Well, the next time you find yourself on a Jericho road marching toward Jerusalem, put the promises of God on your lips. When the blackness of oppression settles around you, draw courage from the words of God. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I can't begin to imagine life without your presence in my life. God, I know that as we were are marching Jericho to Jerusalem, we are fully equipped with the armor of protection." Now note that there, as Jesus marches on, he has many dangerous and life-taking situations and encounters. But he kept pressing forward. Nothing could stop him from accomplishing his mission. Jesus was determined to continue his journey. Every step he took meant life. Every breath he took, he became stronger and stronger to complete his purpose, and that is to meet death and to take the sting away through death and come out of death and to give life more abundantly to all that believe in him. For John 3:16 says so vividly, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But watch out now, he says, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, note that it started in the garden, traveled from Jericho to Jerusalem, and stopped at a hill called Golgotha, placed on a rugged cross, nails in his hands, bound his feet, thorns on his head, pierced his side, and lifted him up on the cross. And I can remember the scripture saying, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Note that the sky got dark, the moon dripped in blood, the thunder was roaring, and the earth began to tremble as it gave up. He gave up the ghost. His last words, my brothers and sisters, was, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Note that these words was his final words as a physical representation of man. But all, after all of that, it still wasn't over. They took him off the cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb, and that Friday he laid there to rest. And I know he could have came back anytime he wanted. He laid there resting another day, Saturday. 2 days had passed, but on the third day, the day of completion, he decided that he had rested long enough. Good God Almighty. So early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. My brothers and sisters, the road, it was the road to Jerusalem, the road to the cross. And I can see new life started at the cross. New life rested in the tomb. And new life was completed when he got up. I want you to know that it was at the cross where I first saw the light. If you got a few problems, take them to the cross. If your finances aren't right, take them to the cross. If your health seemed to fail you, take it to the cross. After taking it to the cross, look them up in the tomb. And in about 3 days, if you believe, God will raise you above it all, and his resurrecting power will come into your life. How many of you know that God can resurrect you above any problem? And when God resurrects you, it won't be the same. When Jesus resurrected, everything changed. From the scripture says, if you be in Christ, all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I can hear clearly as it says, O death, where is your sting? And O grave, where is your victory? You see, Jesus here could have taken the easy way, but instead he did it in a manner that no average man can do. He done it in a way that would make a coward run. Good God Almighty. He done it in a way that would make a weak man strong, a drunk man sober, a drug addict recover, a lame man walk, and a mute man talk. In other words, he done it in a way that you can't help but to know that there is something in him far greater than any normal man. But in a way that you would recognize the supernatural power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was on the road to Jerusalem. It was at the cross where it began, and it will be at the cross where it will be completed, because no regular man could handle the journey at the cross. Remember the songwriter say, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart. Good God Almighty. That's enough to make you shout.
That's mighty good word, Pastor Greg Tenney. This is Wade Hampton. I have a question for you. You did mention that at the Zion Hill Family Church, they were going to have a Resurrection Sunday celebration. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It's going to be drive-through where you come, drive in, you park your vehicles, you stay in your vehicles, and they're going to have TV screens where you can watch and observe, and they're going to have it at all three services. Now, choose which service you decide that you want to go to, allowing others to be able to come to one of the services. And Pastor Joshua Jardell will be giving, will be delivering the message. And the praise and worship team will be singing.
Well, you know, these are extraordinary times, and they call for extraordinary measures. And this seems like a great way for people who've been staying at home to get out and actually get the word. And you know something, Reverend Greg, you mentioned what Jesus did at the cross, that it was a finished work. And it seems as if the situation that we're in now with the pandemic, this shouldn't be too hard for us to get over, seeing what Jesus went through.
No, it shouldn't, Wade, because if we just look at what he went through and all of the humiliation, all of the physical agony and pain and so forth, you know, this virus, it's a serious thing, but it's nothing too great that God can't deliver us from, and God can resurrect us above this issue. And my brother Wade, I want to thank you for everything that you do. It's a blessing to be able to have a broadcaster such as yourself to help out and support in every aspect. And I want y'all to know that Wade really, really helps out a whole lot. He does a lot to help me out here, and I want to thank him for that. But Wade, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you, what does Resurrecting Sunday mean to you? I know a lot of times we say Easter, mm-hmm. but what does it mean to you, saying Resurrecting Sunday instead of Easter?
Well, because the term Easter comes from a pagan goddess of fertility, I was taught a long time ago that may not be the most appropriate name to celebrate this Passover season, because Jesus was going to the Passover feast, if you'll recall, in Jerusalem. And during this season of Passover, to bring something that's pagan and kind of mix it in with the things of God, It seems to me to be a little bit unseemly. Now, I do know that most of us grew up with that term Easter. You know, at some point, we've got to change our culture. At some point, there has to be a turning. And when you give your life to Christ, there is a turning. There's a repentance, which simply means to turn around.
That's right.
You can't keep going in the same direction and expect to get to God. If you're turned away from him, you can't go in that direction and get to him.
Yeah. And you know, Wade, you know, we don't want to take anything, what you're saying is so true, and we don't want to take anything from the kids. We know that when we were coming up, we enjoyed Easter because we used to get those Easter eggs. I remember when we used to go to Wholesome Bakery. Wholesome Bakery had that big Easter egg hunt, and we find eggs and we find monies and different things in it. Then we have get the chocolate rabbits and stuff. And you can still do things of that nature. But you need to know the true essence of this Sunday, Resurrected Sunday. Know the true essence of it. Because let me tell you something. God wants us to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Look, I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. Wade, I want to thank you for everything you've done and just being a part. And I want to ask you that. Go out to Zion Hill either 8 o'clock in the morning, at 9:30, and I think 11:30. Go out and enjoy one of those services. Remember the old drive-in movie theater? Used to go through the old drive-in movie theater. Act like you're going through the drive-in movie theater, but shout for the Lord. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saint, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Hello, everybody. It's Grady Blackwell. You know me, pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. And we're coming to you for the first time in a long time, First St. Mark Ministry. I'm so glad that this radio station, 88.1, allowed me to come on and talk to the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I just want to tell them that since we've been closed down and no activity at the church, I miss them. And I know they miss their church and their church activity. But I just want to tell you what's going on, what we're going to do. And I definitely want to tell you that the Lord is with you. You're not alone. He even knows what you're going through, and he's with you. And I can say it and say it loud and clear. The Lord has got your back. He's got your back on everything that you do. I know already sometimes you feel lonely, like nobody care, or like nobody stuck in the house and don't want to get out. You're wearing a mask. You don't want to be around people. And you saying, what in the world is this coming to? And the only thing I can say to you right now, and I'm probably saying it too much, you got company. The Lord is with you. The Lord loves you, and I do too. But here's what I want to say to the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. You're not alone. Your pastor is praying for you on a daily basis. And I believe all of you are praying for your pastor. But what I want you to do, I want you to continue to call each other and talk about the Lord. Call each other and gossip, but gossip about the Lord. That's what I want you to do. So I thank you for turning your radio on, and I tell you this much right now. Call somebody right now. Tell them First St. Mark Ministry is on the air. They may not know it. This is the first time in a long time, and I just want them to know that every Saturday from now on out, if the Lord say the same, I will be on the radio from 10:45 until 11 a.m. So get your radio on, listen to what we're talking about, and call somebody and tell them to put it on 88.1 FM on KAYT. All right, thank you for opening up your ears and putting your radio on and listen to what we have to say. Can I just say a short prayer before we get started? So all of us, wherever you're at, just bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. We thank you that you know everything and can do anything but fail. Lord, we're so glad that you are a God that can be everywhere at the same time. We know that we can pray a prayer here in our house in Alexandria, and somebody in California will be blessed of that prayer. Oh, Lord, how we thank you for being everywhere at the same time. Oh, Lord, how we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you because you said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Stay with us. Now, Lord, we ask now that you bless everyone in the sound of my weak voice. Let them know, Lord, that you're with them and you're not going to leave them. Lord, let them know that you are a company keeper. Lord, let them know that you're a bridge over troubled water. Lord, let them know when they ain't got no phone calls coming in. Facebook not doing what you want them to do. But, Lord, let them know that you're with them and you're going to be with them. Let them know that they can talk to you when they can't talk to nobody else. And it ain't going all over the town. It just stick with you and them. Lord, we found out something. A lot of people say when I bought my new car, it's a General Motor car, it's a Cadillac. And I ain't gonna mess around with these jackleg people. I'm gonna take it back to the owner. I'm gonna take them back to the people who made it. And Lord, that's why we come back to you for prayer. You made us, you know all about us. You know how we feel, what we want, you know what we need, and you said in your word that you will supply all our needs. And none of us are bashful, Lord. We all know that we need you, and we can't get along without you. We need you, Lord, to tell us. You can whisper in our ears if you would, and just tell us to hold on a little while longer. Everything gonna be all right. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. God bless y'all as we continue to talk about some of the future programs at the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I know that we normally have, and this is not just First St. Mark, this is the community. We normally have a community revival, and due to the virus, the coronavirus, we had to cancel it, and somebody else is handling up on that. We don't know quite what's going to happen, but we may have a revival at a later time. It's depending on how this virus, this coronavirus goes. One of the other things that we always have is a Juneteenth program that happened on June 19th. And I can tell you right now, this Juneteenth program is a program where we get out in Helen Black Park and we all have some fun. We all bring a dish or something. We barbecue some chicken, ribs, some hamburger. We have a hallelujah good time on Juneteenth, and we should. So all of these things are kind of up in the air. We are part of that Juneteenth program, but it is a community program. And I'd like to know that First St. Mark Baptist Church is located 1624 Reed Avenue. And some people know what I'm talking about. It's in the Army Quarters. And we just hope that you will look to First St. Mark for community program. We have something else that goes on that I don't know that you know about it. We have a free community prayer breakfast every Thursday, and it goes from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. in the morning. And we've been doing this for over eight years, right there at 1624 Reed Avenue. A lot of people in the Odd Mill Quarters and others know about our prayer breakfast. We have been closed doing this for the last month and a half, but we will try to kick it back on about the middle of May, about the second Thursday in May. And we just want you to know that. Can I say just one more something real quick on some of the upcoming program? We're going to have our church annual in August. And it's over 100 years old. We'll get to that a little bit later. But it's the third Sunday in August, our church annual. And certainly we are planning for that. And we just want all the members of First St. Mark, who I haven't had a chance to call and who have been staying in, trying to stay the distance that they should stay, the social distance, and all that stuff. We just want them to know just to hang tight, continue to practice the social distance, continue to wear a mask, but continue to lean and depend on the Lord. I know for a fact that he's not going to put more on us than we can handle. And I know that the Lord know what we're going through right now. He know it better than anyone else. And I believe if we lean and depend on him, he can put a stop to it anytime that he's ready. I just want to name just a couple of scriptures that I want you to look at. John 16:32, at St. John, the 16th verse, the 16th chapter, and the 32nd verse. Let me say it again, because you may be reaching for a pen or a pencil right now. It's John, the 16th chapter, and verse 32, and it certainly talk about loneliness. And I know that a lot of people can be lonely and have all kind of people around them. But I tell you what, I know somebody, his name Jesus, you know him too. But he's a person that you can contact all time of day. Even in the midnight hour, you can call on him. And he's a company keeper. You don't have to be lonely. I'm urging all of First St. Mark members that can hear this message. And if you hear it, you tell somebody else about it. Tell them that they call each other and talk with them. In order to have friends, you need to be friendly. And our members, we're all together because we got one good thing in common. We all love the Lord. And when we're going through something, we can call each other, not to gossip, but to talk about the Lord to them. Tell them how good the Lord has been to you, and tell him how good the Lord is to you right now. And I don't care what anybody say. Somebody say, well, you know, I just feel like the Lord has kicked me to the curb. I feel like none of the members call me. I just feel kind of down and out. But I just want you to know that the Lord is on your side. He's got your back. He's with you. He haven't brought you this far to go off and leave you. I just appreciate you so much. But I just want you to call somebody, talk to them, tell them that you love them, and tell them that God loves them too. And you already know that your pastor, Pastor Grady Blackwell, you already know that he loves all of his members. And I'm trying to talk to this member through this radio ministry. And I hope that you'll tell somebody about it. Maybe they missed us this time, but you certainly be able to catch us next Saturday at the same time. And that's 10:45 a.m. until 11 o'clock. Some people have called me, three or four have called me, not many, but they say, well, Rev, what am I do about my tithes? How do I pay my tithes? And I told them three things. I told them they could take them over to our finance secretary, but the main thing is mail them in. Some people mail their tithes in, and that's probably the best way. But if you want to take them to Sister Pat Savane, call me or her and get the address. Get the address of her, a phone number, that's what you need, and let her know that you're coming with your tithes. Some people already did that. Some people that already know her. Some people call me to pick them up, and certainly I will do that. But it's always ways to pay your tithes. But, you know, I appreciate the people who take consideration and ask that question, how do I pay my tithes? Because they realize that even though the church is not open for service right now, it is a way that you can pay your tithes. Call me. And every Sunday, even though we're not having service, we do know that we can be there for your tithes early Sunday morning. This is very important here. Church will be on the fourth Sunday, not tomorrow, but on the fourth Sunday in April. Fourth Sunday in April, we're going to have church service. It's our communion service. I want you to know that. Also, community prayer breakfast start the second Thursday of the month, second Thursday in May. So we continue to worship at our home, continue to pray to the Lord, continue to call members and tell them that they love them, and it's a good way to communicate, talk about the Lord, and talk about how he's with us and won't leave us. I just want to say to you, First St. Mark family, I love you. And really, there ain't nothing you can do about it because I'm going to find a way to talk to you as I'm doing right now. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. I will see you next week.